Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Reality radio for a really great future. We're talking real money.
Hello again. Welcome to the Talking Real Money podcast. I'm Don McDonald. Over there, Mr. Tom Cock. This is the place where we try to make money easier to deal with. We try to explain how investing and saving works. We try to tell you the truth about trading and market timing and commissions and scams and swindles and ripoffs and all this stuff. And yet, still many have not heard the message. A lot of those minis are a lot of young people. Hello, young people. Young people who think they're smarter than us old people and they know new and better ways to invest. It all started, if you'll recall, we're not going to go back to crypto, but relatively recently, it all started with people on a web board called Reddit or Redditors, and they were buying meme stocks. Meme stocks are just stocks that they think are hot for some reason, and they're pushing it, and they, through their sheer numbers, can, of course, manipulate the price of the stock. Well, that worked for a while until it didn't, and most of those meme Redditors ended up, I'm trying to remember what the term was. They didn't end up with diamond hands. They ended up with, like, mud fingers or something. I don't know what the term is for not doing well when they're hodling. But not to be outdone, some of them have decided to take a new and unusual investing tack. They're now speculating. I never thought I would put these two words together. They're speculating in bonds?
Yeah, fixed income instruments.
Bonds, safe yeah. Bonds, mm-hmm. The bonds.
Yeah, they quote somebody named James McHugh in this article in Bloomberg who says, this is his quote, "Bonds are something your grandma gave you. I just don't think people know that you can be a degenerate bond gambler." Now, when I read that, been others.
He's admitting he's a degenerate gambler. Yeah. Oh, my God.
But Bill Gross was the same thing, by the way.
He was a junk bond king. And then who was the junk bond king before that? He went to jail? Michael Milken. Yeah.
Yeah. So there are people that this is new and not new. I mean, it's new.
So wait, so we're not talking about trying to make a killing in treasury notes.
No, this is making a killing in things like Bed Bath and Beyond.
Junk Bath and Beyond.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Where the fixed income instruments were paying 17 cents on the dollar and took a big run up and made a lot of money, et cetera, et cetera. Yeah. But some people are doing this with U.S. government bonds.
Are they?
Mm-hmm. There's somebody online where'd her name go? Last name is Lammer. She has a website that's a hammer. No, Jennifer Lammer.
How can you possibly trade treasuries for profit?
She's also telling you how to invest in I-bonds for kids and how to 10.5x your I-bond returns. So I guess that would mean you make 100% because weren't they at 9% or something? Any rate.
That all sounds really shady. 10x your I-bond returns, 10 times.
10.5. 10.5.
I just think that's, of course, you got to be specific to make a scam look believable.
Always make it. Always
you don't ever, if you say 10%, it sounds like a scam. 10.5, no. That means that's
nobody's
legit.
Say that. Yeah.
That's legit.
People are trading these bonds. They're trying to find, you know, stuff that people hate, mm-hmm. that hedge funds have shorted, mm-hmm. and run it up. This is what they did before with stocks. Of course, the bond market, people may not realize, is far larger than the stock market in terms of the dollar amount of of fixed.
And the other thing that can kill them, you don't have the bond market is smaller. The bond market is the trading activity is very low. One of the things that helps you with stocks and ETFs is that there's a lot of trading happening.
Yeah.
So you don't pay much to get in or out. The spreads are very small. When you're dealing with a junk bond or any bond, corporate bond, the spreads are going to be very, very large. And so it's going to make it far more difficult to turn a profit because you've got the spread to overcome, the difference between the buy and the sell prices.
So I took it upon myself to find some other places you could make pretty good money with fixed income. I'm using air quotes here.
Oh, have you been on Reddit?
I have not been on Reddit, but I just came up with a, you know, I make jokes about these and so I thought I'd look them up and say, what, how much does it really pay? For example, Argentina, this is no joke. I love their soccer team, but they have a 100-year bond. This is serious. A 100-year
bond. Yeah, we've talked about it in the past.
That is paying 11%. Now, whether or not it will continue to pay
locked
you.
Locked in for 100 years?
100 years, dude. 100 years. That's a lot.
What is it, a dollar-denominated bond?
Or? I don't. You're going to have to look that. I don't know that. I just looked it up, and you can actually still buy them, apparently. So okay, but there, if it gets better.
Hold on, I'm looking that one
because
up.
Because we've made jokes about this in the past as well. Our hearts are with the people of Ukraine, but my money certainly is not in their bonds. They do have war bonds that they have issued in Ukraine. And guess what they're paying? 11%. Apparently, that's the cap for very, very risky debt in some way.
Oh, by the way, Tom. Yeah. I just checked the 100-year Argentine bond.
Trading at a discount?
Well, they had a restructuring last year.
Okay.
And it guaranteed the creditors half of what they put into the bond.
Well, you got to wait the 100 years.
A 50% loss right off the bat.
Well, that was before Messi got going at the World Cup. Things will change. The Ukrainian war bond, that's also paying 11%. Interesting, right? All right, that's a little silly.
I bet, though, that if Russia wins that war, they will not pay that debt.
I think that's a debt they will repudiate, no question. Yeah. But you could own, okay, you want to make some money in bonds? You could own the Vanguard High Yield Corporate Bond Fund, VWEHX. The current yield there, a whopping 7.6%. Now, it's a lot of volatility. It's a bond fund that lost over 20% of its value in 2008. I don't know what it is year to date this year.
I'm going to look it up. Hold on.
But it's...
What's the symbol again?
VWEHX.
VWEHX, the high-yield corporate bond fund from Vanguard, with an expense ratio of about a quarter of a percent, which is pretty good for the quality we're talking about.
Yep.
And the where's the performance? That should be right here. Down year-to-date, 8%.
Not terrible in terms of
not
all
terrible.
Bonds.
And the current yield is...
I found 7.6 on Vanguard's
website.
Yeah,
that's the SEC yield. Yeah. And I want to look at the portfolio and see. Because the nice thing about Vanguard's junk bond fund is it's really, really well diversified.
I don't think Vanguard's ever had a bond default.
Not that I'm aware of, but they have 704 bonds in the portfolio. Yeah. And the most interesting thing is that it is only, it's about... 85% junk.
Yeah.
So it has some high quality paper, or higher quality paper in there.
Not high quality, but higher.
Higher.
So that would be another one. And again, let's just go back for those more serious among us, and I hope there's some of you. Why do you own bonds? I mean, really, why do you? Because over a long period of time, stocks have made more.
You own bonds not for the growth, not for the income, but for the stability, which junk bonds don't have, which is why they don't have a place in a diversified portfolio.
And believe it or not, even this year, in the bond difficult 2022, yes, bonds have actually resulted in less portfolio volatility. Let me say that again. An all equity portfolio in just the S&P 500 is still down about 13.5%. If you add in a component of 40% of relatively safe, I can't say safe, but relatively safe bonds, you've only lost 8%. So there you go. Less volatility and difficult. And by the way, would have expected that to do better in a more normal bond or interest rate environment. Here's another one to think about. Okay. Drawing down in retirement. That's another one that people have, they forget that having a base of money to pull from then makes a ton of sense.
Means that in those times like now where the stock market is not doing as well, you don't have to sell your stocks into a market that's declined. You can use bonds to provide the income over a short period of time. In other words, it gives you the opportunity to make a real plan work.
You see,
we're back to the plan thing. We keep coming back to the plan thing over and over again because we really believe that even a small plan, even a plan that you write down on a yellow pad at your desk, is going to improve your chances of long-term financial success in life.
Exactly. Exactly. All right. Got time for a quick question here?
Yeah, I do. Do you?
Okay. I do.
You're always the one in a hurry.
Yeah. This comes from Scranton, Pennsylvania. Isn't that the home?
That's the office. No, that's the office.
Which office?
That's where Dunder Mifflin is.
Oh, okay. I guess I'd forgotten that. This comes from Tom. He doesn't say whether he works there or not.
At Dunder Mifflin?
It doesn't mention that. Let's see.
Let's hope not, or he's a little delusional.
Good morning, Don and Tom.
Nice love the placement.
Podcast. Yeah, love the podcast and presentations you put on, et cetera, et cetera. Goes through quite a bit about the current situation, 58 years old, but here's the meat of it. I recently became aware through your show of brokerage CDs, which are paying over 4%. So I started to look at my Vanguard options to roll my 401k into an IRA there and use CDs to replace the current guaranteed, some sort of guaranteed income, stable value type of account that's earning 3.5. It goes into what the potential downfall. I'm close enough to needing the funds that I could ladder them so as not to worry too much about them. But he's confused over the returns on the website. For example, he looked at the Vanguard Total Bond Fund to give a little comparison. And this is true. I looked this up. The 10-year performance now for the Vanguard Total Bond is about 1% a year because of how miserable this year
is. Bonds were making so little, and then it only took one bad year to wipe out those tiny income streams.
Yeah, and then he asked, for comparison purposes, how far should I be looking back at this? Which return should I consider, 5 and 10 years? Would I be better off in the GIA, that's the guaranteed interest account earning 3.5, brokerage CDs, or a bond fund ETF? Those are different securities.
Yeah, they are. I am not a big fan of GIAs or GICs, GICs, these guaranteed investment contracts, because they are an insurance company.
Yeah, you're relying on them. Yep, that's right.
Yeah, and once again, we're relying on that industry to provide you with an income stream. It's relatively safe, but what it comes down to is volatility. If volatility is a concern, you freak out with volatility, then you want things like a guaranteed investment account or contract or CDs, because they, as long as you don't try to trade them on the secondary market, they mature at what they're worth, at what you put into them. So I would really determine what my desire is for this money. And that's why we asked that question. What do you want this money to do and what can you stand? The bond fund is going to adjust its yield as rates change.
It's now probably yielding somewhere around 4.
Around 4. It's around 4 right now. The BND, the Vanguard Total Bond Index ETF. You could create a ladder of CDs right now and get a pretty much steady 4% ladder out to 5 years or so.
Yep.
And that is really, really safe. So it's a matter of whether you want really, really safe or you can take a little volatility.
There's a lot more work when you do the laddering of the CDs.
Right, because every year you now have to take that cash and reinvest it out. Now, the only way ladders work, though, is, well, the only ways. One, you don't trade the CDs ever. You don't go, oh, I think interest rates are going to go up, so I'm going to sell this. Nope. I'm going to wait. That doesn't work. No trading allowed. The other is breaking the discipline. A lot of people, I've known them. Yep, I've talked to them all the time. The 1 year CD comes due and they go, well, I'm going to wait to roll that up to 5. I just don't think rates are as high as they're going to be.
Always, always, always thinking they can see the future when they cannot.
None of us can. None
so,
of us.
Yeah. So the answer to your question, Tom, is it depends.
It depends.
It really does. So.
We could just do an entire Q&A show with just answering, it depends.
It's the same thing that I used to have a friend who was the weather guy in San Diego. I said, would he record one and come back in about 6 months, check it out? Maybe, it's going to be cool tonight. Lows in the 60s. Tomorrow, you know, sun will come out.
High in the 70s.
Years. Yeah, it's going to be good.
Yeah, sunny.
So, exactly. So it depends. But this is a good opportunity for us to discuss the differences of those securities because they definitely exist. No question about that.
Right. And if you need some help, well, you know, Tom will even provide you some personalized help. Now, you got to get on the Tom list, which is only for Saturdays.
Yeah.
Saturday morning.
No, it's not only for Saturdays. I'm doing one here in just a couple minutes.
Oh, you're doing one here in a couple minutes? Okay.
Yes,
he does do these more than that thing.
But I like the Saturday ones because they're Saturday mornings. It's fun.
Get on the Tom list. Yeah. It's not a naughty or nice list. He's always
that
Santa.
List too. I got my...
you always play financial Santa with everyone.
Okay. Here you go. Here's some more money.
You give it away. Yeah. You're giving it away. Not money, but great advice.
I do agree with the 90-plus-year-old woman who called the show last Saturday and said, spend it. I do tell people that all the time. It's your money. Go enjoy it.
Okay. Can you please tell my wife that? I want to go enjoy it. She's at IKEA.
Well, it's better than Wayfair. So anyway, yes. Here's the thing about all this. Here we are heading into, well, we're still in early December, but we're getting ready to head.
When we recorded this podcast.
Yeah. And the thing is, this is a great time to get your house in order. For the new
year. Are we an HGTV show now?
Get your house in order, Don. Yeah, it really is because...
Marie Kondo, you devil, you.
Throw
look
that
at that
away,
costume.
Throw that away, throw that away. And you know I'm big on that. But people have just mentally said, yeah, you're right, it's December and I'm coming. I want to get things fixed. I'm tired of the hodgepodge. I'm tired of not having a plan. I'm tired of, you know, betting, as you said, well, this is what's coming. I'm going to do that. We're going to help you figure out the fact that that doesn't work. That's not really a plan. That is speculation. You got to have the middle, the core of all this. We do all that. We give you the time with an advisor free, no obligation, no sales pitch. And as I think Don just mentioned, talkingrealmoney.com, meet
an advisor or call during business hours at 800-386-3004.
Love the calls. 800-386-3004. All right.
Also,
that was better. Thank
make
you.
Sure you visit talkingrealmoney.com for all kinds of stuff, including 1,060 podcasts.
Wow.
I think it's now 1,061. I think it's how many.
There are a few people that have listened to every one. God bless them.
God bless us, everyone.
Exactly. Every single one.
Thank you, Mr. Scrooge. All right. Take good care of yourselves and happy holidays, Merry Christmas, all the various things you might celebrate, happy, whatever it might be. And we're going to be back soon, hanging out, doing this thing we do, which is called Talking Real Money.
You realize that the information provided on Talking Real Money is for informational, educational, and hopefully enjoyable purposes only.
Providing personalized financial planning or investing advice takes time, so please consult with a really good fee-only fiduciary investment, tax, or legal advisor. We know a good one. Investing must always involve risk. In other words, you can and probably will lose money at times.
Also, as much as you want it, no one can accurately and consistently predict the future.
So past performance doesn't tell you a darn thing about what the future will bring.
Unlike many other programs that say something similar, Talking Real Money is not trying to get you to buy or sell any financial products or securities.
Instead, the program is provided as a public service by Appella Capital, a fee-only registered investment advisor.
Thanks for listening, and please visit talkingrealmoney.com for more information and disclosures.
That's a wrap.